Are you all right, love?
Yeah, not too bad. Thank you very much. Now, obviously, let's get talking about the events from this weekend. Ronda Rousey and Holly Holm in that huge fight. Some people calling it the biggest upset in recent sporting history. You have had your dealings with Holly Holm in the ring. You have fought her. And looking at your Twitter, you thought that this wasn't really the biggest upset in recent sporting history.
I didn't think it was an upset at all. Holly Holm was, I don't know, what did she defend the title in boxing 18 times? She was 10-0 as an MMA fighter. She was just, and don't forget, actually, when we boxed at welterweight, 10 stone 7, and she boxed all the top girls, the French girls. She boxed at 10 stone, so she's just naturally more experienced than Rousey. Rousey's just a hype job, really.
Wow, so you don't think that it's all that, really? You think there is a lot of hype when it's around Ronda and she's not the fighter that everybody thinks?
She's not. I mean, Holly just totally outboxed her. She just didn't even know how to deal with the southpaw. She looked like she'd never been in the ring with a southpaw in her life. She was just getting caught all the time. So, no, I mean, it's a different sport. It is a different sport, but Holly's good at both. She was a very good kickboxer before she took up boxing as well. So, and she's, like I said, she's fought the top girls in boxing at that weight, higher weight.
Do you think that's what the difference was? The fact that the boxing outweighed the rest of what Ronda was trying to do, because she tried to do a few takedowns and Holly managed to wriggle away from that, and then she just kept her at distance and managed to frustrate her a little bit. Do you think that boxing knowledge just kind of outweighed what Ronda was trying to do?
Yeah, that's the key to beat a UFC fighter is by boxing them. If you can keep away from them, then that's what's going to happen maybe to some other big fighters.
So boxing
totally outboxed her.
Boxing obviously is a huge part of why she is now the champion in UFC, and obviously keeping her at distance. And it was, I mean, like you said, there was the kickboxing element. It was the kick that took her down, wasn't it? It was the kick that took.
It was the kick, but also if you look, the hook also started it just a few seconds before she caught her with a lovely hook, and then the kick came afterwards. But it's definitely the boxing that got her through, and it's just unfortunate for Ronda that she was overhyped, really. She's a good fighter. I'm not saying she's not a good fighter, but she's not on the level of a world-class boxer.
Now, we've seen how far Ronda has gone in the world of UFC right now. Holly Holm has come and upset the apple cart, if you will. I mean, the odds were massively stacked against her when you went to any of the bookies. But do you think Holly now can achieve the same level of fame and stardom that Ronda has? I mean, we're obviously going to be getting a rematch. Dana White's already been talking about this, looking at maybe April. I know Ronda's, you know, just been spending the night in hospital, so she's not really going to be, getting ready for that anytime soon. But do we think that Holly can achieve the same level of success?
Well, you see, Dana White, the promoter, was all geared around Ronda, whether he's going to sign Holly up, which I doubt that he would. He'd just probably try and rebuild Ronda, but you couldn't. If they have the rematch, then the same thing's going to happen again anyway. So it's a difficult situation. You're the promoter, you're in a difficult situation, aren't you?
Yeah, it must be hard really thinking about that, because obviously you're so, you know, adamant, and I'm sure a lot of other people are as well who've come from the same background, know that Holly has possibly got the making of Ronda here, and if they get back in the octagon again, it's going to end in the same result.
It will definitely be the same result. And psychologically as well, when you've been... It's bad enough getting knocked out, but when you've been knocked out badly, like that was a bad knockout, then psychologically that's going to be in the head. So I don't think it'd be wise to take the rematch with Holly.
So obviously Ronda's got her options now, hasn't she? You know, there's talk of going into the WWE, into professional wrestling. There's other things that she can do. And it looks like Holly Holm could be the new queen of the Octagon, really. She could go far with this. I'm looking forward to seeing how it turns out and whether the rematch will happen and whether Holly will go on and have that same level of success. Hopefully she will do. Jane, let's talk about you. What are you up to at the moment?
Oh, I'm busy working away in Bristol. We've got a construction company, me and my fella now, so I still can't try and keep involved in the boxing, but I'm just a bit busy.
Just taking some time with that, really. I mean, it must be quite difficult, I suppose, trying to juggle life and sport too with that.
Yeah, you can't. If you're going to be a top sports person, you've got to be 100%. It's a full-time job.
Yeah, I think that's it, really, isn't it? You've got to go in there 100%. Well, look, Jane, you've got an MBE. That's amazing. You fought Holly Holm, and you've survived. I think Ronda Rousey's going to be a different woman later on today, without a shadow of a doubt. Jane, thanks very much for joining us.
You never know. I might come out of retirement and fight Ronda.
Oh, that'd be a match for the ages, wouldn't it? Let's get that sorted. I'm getting on to Dana White right now. Jane, thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks. Well, bye.